أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن جاءوك فاحكم بينهم أو أعرض عنهم وإن تعرض عنهم فلن يضروك شيئا. This we are still reading with regard to the Jews, and especially that particular occasion when two prominent people of them had committed adultery, and in their kitab, the Torah also, the punishment for that was stoning to death. But they had changed it, and they had made it that you polish the faces of those people black and parade them on a donkey and give them 100 lashes. So that also was compared to today severe. Today that also is not being done at all. Anyway, then they send the people to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to inquire of him what is the punishment for those who had committed adultery. Nabi alayhi salatu, and they were expecting that Islam was generally more easier than what were the laws of Allah Ta'ala in the Torah. So they were expecting a lighter punishment, and they send these people to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Previously also we read that they had given them this guidance that if it is in accordance to our wishes and to what we have changed, that is not stoning to death but just parading them on a donkey with their faces painted black, then accept that. And if he tells you stoning to death, don't accept it. So in other words, the object was not at all the truth. It was just to follow their whims and fancies. So yeah, in this ayat now, Allah Ta'ala says that when these people come to you, then judge between them, or if you wish to, so agar aavi wo tere paas, to faisla kar de unme. If they come to you for a decision, then give them the proper decision. Oh, aarid anhum, ya mu pher le unse. Or ignore them. Don't pay any attention to them. Yeah, at the beginning, this choice was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the reason for this is what Allah said in just the words before, that these people, their very nature is sammauna lil kadhibi, which boils down to these people, they just live on propaganda, on false things they live. And they spread that, and they listen to that false propaganda, and they are living in that false world of theirs. The reality is the akhirah, the real life. And they are just living in that false life of theirs. Akkaluna lissuht, or bare haram khane wale. And they are those that consume haram left, right and center. Their very sources of income, which is interest, they live on and they thrive on that. So people of that nature, you don't have to worry about them. If you wish to make a decision for them, and if you wish to, you can ignore such people. There is no need for you to worry about them or to pay any attention. However, this was at the beginning of Islam. And then later, as we will read, and it's explained in the tafsir, that afterwards when the Islamic Empire had strengthened, and it had, now it was the ruling power over the whole of Yathrib, and which was then previously known as Yathrib, and then of Medina Sharif, and even the Jews, they also came under the empire under the control of the Islamic Empire. At that time then, it was not permissible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ignore them, because now his jurisdiction was even over the Jews. So as we read in front, and in another ayat, Allah gave the next command, that now you should not ignore when they come to you, but you give them the proper decision according to the Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to learn and understand the Sharia, the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, to practice accordingly, and also to understand what the condition of these Jews and Christians are, which unfortunately we are following blindly, whether it is in our clothing, whether it is in our education, whether it is in the bringing up of our children, instead of following the sunnat way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we are following in their way and giving preference to their way. May Allah open our blind eyes to them and understand that the truth is in the Quran Sharif and the sunnah and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا